Chapter 3. Woodrow Wilson, 1913 to 1921. The president is at liberty, both in law and in conscience, to be as big a man as he can be. Woodrow Wilson. Did you know? Wilson was the last president to grow up in a household with slaves. Wilson was the first and only PhD to serve as president, and was, until Barack Obama, our only president who had been a college professor. Wilson openly criticized the Constitution and disdained the American founding. President Wilson's constitutional grade, F. Woodrow Wilson is usually counted among America's greatest or near-greatest presidents, but he should be regarded as one of America's worst. Wilson's conventional reputation chiefly reflects the opportunity for greatness afforded to presidents who happen to preside in times of large events, especially wars, and the prevailing bias of historians who prefer presidents of vision, who expand the size of the presidency and the scope of government. In the absence of World War I, Wilson would likely be remembered as a domestic reformer who brought us the federal income tax and the direct election of senators through the 16th and 17th Amendments, though both constitutional amendments had been proposed before Wilson took office, the Federal Reserve Bank, and the ill-conceived Federal Trade Commission. Hardly a legacy many Americans admire. He might not have won re-election in 1916. As it was, Wilson barely won re-election on the slogan, "He kept us out of war." Even that accomplishment.